Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge. And as I so love to say, presidential candidate for National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, local president. I've got a podcast for you this morning that concerned an event that took place Sunday with the Cincinnati branch, one of the Cincinnati branches. And I'd like to say to the members in Cincinnati, I'm going to address your branch president, and it does not involve any other members. Let's understand that. This is not a podcast against Cincinnati. This is a podcast speaking about how I was treated as a dues-paying member by a branch president in Cincinnati. They tell me her name is Karen. On Sunday, Cincinnati had their mail handler outing, and they posted a flyer. Well, that flyer is the cover for this podcast, and there's a reason for that. It is important that you see who is invited to this event, paid for and authorized by Local 304 of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. That flyer says all members of Local 304, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, excuse me, then it goes a step further and says all dues-paying members. So they were very specific on who could attend. And let me tell you, I got the flyer, and nothing on that flyer says, because you are not a member of that particular Cincinnati branch, you are not welcome at this event. See, we have to make that clear and understood. So at no point in time during this podcast do I want the listeners to think Ken Hodge is just stepping outside of an area looking for an issue. Ken Hodge is going to every area looking for people to contribute to his campaign and help grow his podcast, his postal podcast. Let's be very clear about that. So I show up at the event with my wife, and I am immediately greeted by, again, a young lady who they tell me name is Karen, and she's the branch president. And when I say branch president, very important that you understand. So her first question to me would be, who are you? I don't know you. And not thinking that there's any reason for there to be anything but love in the atmosphere, I just smiled and said, come on, you know me. I don't know that there's a reason to be cautious. So then she says to me again, who invited you? And why are you here? I think something to that effect. But the language that she presented, that she gave me, was definitely inquiring as to why am I at this function. So at the moment, I did not tell her that she invited me. Because I now begin to think that, okay, this is not the happy that I thought it was going to be. So let me adjust and respond a little differently. So, and let me tell you, I've got on this black Columbus, Ohio, Local 304 shirt. So me representing that I'm a part of Local 304 was very obvious.
Your boy Sean laid out the Columbus skyline.
Then she asked me again, how did I find out about this event and who invited me? Who are you? Well, at this time now, I extend my hand to shake her hand. And she definitely wanted no part of that. So, again, here's Kenny Hodge. And you have to keep in mind, I never met this person before. So maybe I'm thinking it's COVID-related. You don't want to touch. So I try to extend a fist bump. Not knowing she really don't like me for some reason. My purpose was to introduce myself and my podcast to the mail handlers of the Cincinnati branch. So then she looks at me again and asks me, why am I here? And I said to her, I'm beginning to feel unwelcome. Is that the case? She kind of said yes. And I said, listen, I'm a member of 304. I'm a candidate for local president. And I host a podcast. And of all that, she locked in on I'm a candidate for local president and began to tell me that I can't campaign there. Again, I just drove down to Cincinnati from Columbus. So, okay, not a problem. Hey, listen, branch president. I then said to her, I've got these gift bags for my podcast. Would it be all right if since I'm down here, if I hand them out? So she would not even look at the gift bag. And let me tell you what was inside the bag. Inside the bag was my business card from the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. There was a pen, an ink pen, with on the pen it says Kenny Hodge Local 304. Follow Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast and a piece of chocolate. That was the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast gift bag that she took offense to and still did not want it on that property. So, okay, so we leave. Now, let me tell you, that is the sequence of events that took place. Now, I want to talk to you about how come that's just so wrong for any member, to treat another member in that manner. If I had an event for Local 304 and the current president showed up, even after not being in office, there's nothing about that situation that tells me I'm going to ask him to leave. I mean, you see, that goes against every principle of what strong union solidarity is all about. I don't even know why folks in Cincinnati, and I'm not going to say folks, and I'm going to stop saying folks, I don't even know why that branch president felt it important for her to tell me I'm not welcome there. After I respected her requests or her feelings about me not campaigning, so I didn't want to campaign, but I wanted to talk and meet members. Did you tell every member who does not belong to Cincinnati, they're not welcome there? Or was that something special just because I'm a presidential candidate? And here's a newsflash. You can support the current local president 1,000% without being unprofessional or rude to other members. You see, the two can coexist. I mean, you can support that local president until you can support no more. And never do you have to be in that manner that you were Sunday to another member. Now, let's talk about a couple of things that this situation yields to me. It shows me that some branch presidents might have a problem adjudicating rules and regulations that lend itself to our national agreement. And let me tell you why I say that. Because if you invited everyone, but now, and when I say you invited everyone, again, please look at the flyer. And I challenge anyone who sees that flyer to give me a reason why I should have thought or I should have suspected that I'm not going to be welcome there. So if you publish that flyer with specific instructions or directions, then all of a sudden you decide not to follow your own guidance. And now ask the members in Cincinnati, is that the type of union leadership you're getting from that branch? If you are a branch president, you really, and listen to me, don't have the autonomy to tell me I cannot attend a local function. Think about that. That goes against what our union stands for. That goes against the very name union.
You see, I guess I'm on that Barack Obama right now. I just want to prove to Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky that I am the better candidate. That's how I want to win this election.
That tells me that it's time to transition to another subject. Listen, I really wanted to just bring to everyone's attention in our local, the manner in which
members treat members. I wanted to point it out, and I wanted to point it out so that we take notice and we correct that, because it wasn't the right way to treat a member, not a dues paying member of the local. So we talked about it. As far as I'm concerned, let's move on. And while we're moving on, think about this for a second. Why is it that for mail handlers, dues paying members who contribute to the national, to the local, why is it that once a year, mail handlers have a function that by design excludes at least half of the mail handler dues paying members? No matter what time of day you have that function, because most of us operate in 24-hour plants, we're having a function when somebody's sleeping or somebody's getting ready for work. I mean, let's call it what it is. And maybe we ought to look at how can we have a series of smaller functions so it becomes more inclusive for every mail handler. And let me tell you, this isn't just me putting out words. When I was the branch president for what was going to be the Power Branch, Columbus, Ohio, Citygate, on my union meeting days, there was always three meetings. Always three meetings. I reserved the conference room in a hotel for the entire day. I tasked chief stewards to give me the best time for their tours, and I made myself available all day. But the point I'm making is that's what you do when you want to be inclusive instead of excluding people. And when I say excluding, it's not intentional. It's just some more of that's what we always do nonsense.
We interrupt your podcast with this special announcement. Newsflash from presidential candidate Kenneth Hodge. Once elected local president, I guarantee every branch that has union meetings that the local will pay for the space up to a certain dollar amount and provide refreshments.
And when I say refreshments, every I mean provide food.
That's a campaign pledge to the membership.
We now return you back to the podcast.
Why not on the day where we have outings for mail handlers, why not have maybe two separate events so now you include more? See, this is the kind of leadership. I mean, not only are you going to get superior contract knowledge, but see, this is the kind of leadership that I'm going to bring that's going to stimulate the local. Let's think outside the box a little bit. Let's think about if every member, here's another way to look at that. Your entertainment fund money. I feel a little more comfortable talking about it now, but that money, regardless of how it's divvied up, but that money comes down to a dollar value per dues paying mail handler, whatever that value is. But so let's say you've got 100 mail handlers. So you're getting a dollar value, but already half won't be there. Now let's call it like it really is. And this isn't bad verbiage. This is actual verbiage. So if you take that dollar value and now cater events that you include more people, which means having more events instead of one massive event, don't you think the membership would appreciate that more? See, that's what you call taking every situation or most situations and trying to turn it into an opportunity to get better.
When you look inside of the mail handler emblem, you see the words unity, democracy, and strength. That is the foundation of this organization, and that is a foundation that I am going to build my candidacy and my presidency on for Local 304. Vote Kenny Hodge. Let's turn things around and get so much better.
Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. I just wanted to talk to you today about an unprofessional situation I was involved in with the Cincinnati, and I hope you know, we learn from that. But let me tell you, doesn't matter Kenny Hodge, doesn't matter who it is. I hope that as a union, our solidarity, our attempt to get together tighter, stronger, on a common bond, we really have to work at that. And elect me as your next local president. I promise you, that's going to be a part of my agenda. Have a good day.